Hi, guys.
Oh, hello.
Okay. Welcome back.
Welcome back, Minnie. It's a mini-sode.
We love these. These are probably my favorite.
They're so fun.
They require such minimal preparation. We just get to chat.
Yeah, we're just blabbing. Yeah.
And this is our spooky season edition.
Okay, so this... We are just going to be talking about cryptids. You know.
I love it.
You know.
As one does.
And we think this is really, really interesting. I think it's a really interesting topic because there are people around the world that claim to see certain creatures.
Yeah.
Bigfoot.
Yep, Bigfoot's one of them. We talked about him already.
We did.
This spooky season.
So do you have a favorite?
That's so tough. Because I default to, like, if someone's like, this creature did something, or I spotted this creature, I default to, probably.
I know.
I believe in 98% of cryptids. Because, dude, like, we cannot know.
Me too.
Every single species of every kind of ant. Like, we can't.
Right.
We're not that good, guys.
And there are just, there are certain things in life.
Yeah.
That aren't explained.
Yeah. Just to specify, this is the only research I'm actually going to do. Cryptids, for those who aren't familiar with the term, are animals that cryptozoologists believe may exist somewhere in the wild, but whose present existence is disputed or unsubstantiated by science. Let's talk about Bigfoot for a second. He's the best example of that.
Right.
He could be an ape. He could be, like, there's so many explanations, right?
Right.
So many explanations. What do you think he is?
What
Bigfoot?
What I think Bigfoot is?
Yeah, you think he's like a hairy human man?
Okay, so what I think is there's some kind of creature that are able to travel interdimensionally.
Oh.
So this is why you never see them.
Okay.
Because I feel like they can pop into this world
and pop
out. So this is what, like, a lot of, like, people that dive really deep in the Bigfoot lore. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that they might be some kind of, like...
That's interesting. I don't know if I've heard that theory.
Ancestor or, you know, relative. Because, I mean, they look very primate, you know, bipedal and all that. But I don't know. Like, there's a lot of people that claim to have seen it. And have had, like, you know, like, there's, like, in certain areas where they're, like, you know, more... sighted than and then others, like, they'll say, like, there's certain knocking noises, certain whistling noises, there's even certain, like, smells.
Yeah,
like, how do you discount that? Like, if you have an experience like that, like, what does that mean?
Yeah,
you know, it's I think anything is possible.
I agree. I don't think humans
I want to believe
there's more out there than we know. I think it could be any number of explanations for Bigfoot. Same, like, with, like, the Loch Ness Monster.
See, that's one of my favorites. I was gonna mention that one because it's one of my favorites because it's like a dinosaur, essentially.
It is. And the ocean. Okay. I've talked about this in our cruise episodes. I hate the ocean because it is so freaking terrifying. And one of the reasons I hate the ocean.
Well, Ocean Gate.
Is because, I mean.
Don't go on a submersible.
No, don't. Especially one made by him. But I, like, am terrified of the ocean, not only because, like, the depths of the unknown, but also you don't know what creatures are down there. The Loch Ness Monster is 100% real. The Meg. Have you ever seen that movie?
Mm-hmm.
With, like, it's not the Megatron.
What's Megalodon.
It called?
Prehistoric
the
shark.
Megatron in the ocean. But, like, stuff like that can exist without ever interacting with humans.
Yeah, I'm sure, like, you know, there's a huge amount of the ocean that's unexplored. Now, the Loch Ness Monster particularly is in Scotland.
Yes. Is there a channel that takes it out to the ocean, though?
I think so.
I feel like that would make sense because the lake probably isn't
deep enough for an animal like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, from the sightings, it looks like a plesiosaur, which is kind of like a long neck, some flippers.
If humans haven't interacted with it and ruined everything, like, it probably exists still.
I'm not discrediting it. I mean, even, like, a huge snake, you know, like, there's even this was a while ago, but in the Congo, like, there's, like, claims that they saw a giant snake, like, like from a helicopter that was like 100 feet long.
Oh, I've seen that video. Yeah.
So like, you know, like they're like, and there are parts in the Amazon where they like claim to see like giant serpent like creatures, which like we know we have, you know, big old anacondas and, you know, reticulated pythons and stuff that are...
an octopi.
Right. Yeah, giant squids.
There could be a kraken out there and we'd never know.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, from years and years ago, sailors have always claimed to see things that...
The accounts are too consistent for it to not be true, basically.
Or something.
Is what I think.
Or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Something has to exist that all of these...
Right.
People, even if they're interpreting it so differently, like, that's... Something is out there.
Yeah.
Something's out there. I think the same for, so like for Bigfoot, for instance, like there are parts of land that we can never account for 100% of the
time.
Absolutely. The forests and mountains are also, they're not, maybe they're not as like deep and mysterious as the ocean, but like there, so many things happen in the woods that are never recovered. Like, we should have an episode on murders that happen in national parks.
I was just going to say the national parks. There's so many missing people.
So many.
And, like, Bigfoot, we don't know.
Bigfoot could be living there 100% of the time, and we would only see him once.
Yeah.
Because it's too much land to cover. Like, it's...
Well, think about, you know,
chupacabras, for example.
And, like, you know, bear attack. Like, it's...
Yeah.
It's like, you know, stuff happens.
Stuff happens. Do you believe in chupacabras?
I think it's a really interesting...
I think it's a
like,
type of
lore,
dog.
Legend. Yeah, I think it's, like, a hairless dog.
Yeah.
Like, that's what typically, like, what it is.
A hairless wild dog.
Yeah.
Like, an offshoot of a wolf.
Aliens,
no hair.
For sure, I believe in.
Aliens, for sure. How do we know that nothing is out there? We don't.
Oh, we don't. The government confirmed it.
Space is even... Yeah, they did. Do you know what their actual statement said? Because I don't. I haven't looked into it that extensively.
Like, I think... Was it last year that they were like, okay, UFOs are real?
Yeah. I saw it all over social media.
Yeah. Well, I think NASA just came out and said that, like, we don't know what these UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomenon... I know.
It was UFO.
Whatever.
They're too
they
cool for that.
It.
They're too official
it.
Now. It can't be
so
conspiracy.
We can't confirm. We can confirm that they are not human.
Right. Okay.
But we can't confirm whether or not they come from outer space, essentially.
Interesting.
Now, there are like some government whistleblowers that are like, it's for sure real. There's like they're living among us. There's different species, which like that's a wild thing to say. But also like totally fascinating and like just tell us.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
I think this is maybe going too deep into conspiracy theories. I might be revealing too much of myself here, but
listen.
So I believe in aliens.
This is where I live.
I believe we don't know about other planets as well as we think.
Oh, for sure.
Like I do believe that there could be more beings out there.
We're definitely not the smartest in the
for sure.
cosmos.
Let me get that out of the way because what I'm about to say is going to sound like I don't believe in what I just said. When the government comes out and is quote unquote transparent about something like aliens, I immediately don't think they're talking about aliens. I immediately think they're trying to make a reason to explain potential people that have been experimented on that are going to be out in the public.
Mm.
That's what I think. But I tend to... Have you ever heard, like, the blue pill, red pill kind of... I lean more red pill, where I, like, default to, what are they trying to trick me?
Well,
I don't trust when they're like, let's be honest about something. Aliens are real. I'm like, okay, why are you saying that?
Well, there's been so many, like... The government has messed up multiple times, so there's a reason for us not to trust the government.
Mm-hmm. They also tend to distract from stuff.
This is true.
While other shady stuff is happening.
Yeah, this
so,
is
like,
true.
Who knows? They could be, quote-unquote, honest about this, while also, like, using it as a tactic to distract from something else.
I think it's fascinating and terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, the idea of aliens is... terrifying to me. Mm-hmm. Also, like, very intriguing.
I don't know if I believe that aliens would bother with us, which is another reason I'm skeptical when they're like, yeah, aliens are real, they're right here. I'm like, okay,
right,
maybe, but like why?
Well, and I mean, seriously, if you look at the human species and how violent and how, you know, how we're just destroying our earth,
kind of a mess.
We're such a mess. maybe they're just like keeping an eye on us, like make sure we don't destroy ourselves.
I don't know. I also believe in like MK Ultra crap, so I like default
well, that
to
was
that.
That was real.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I don't think it's the only one of its kind. So I'm like, are you just trying to, like, give us the, are you spoon feeding us answers for us to cling to explain other shady stuff that is actually unrelated?
Well,
I don't know.
Listen, there's so many people out there on platforms talking about, like, the different, and we've really divulged because we were talking about cryptids and then we went to aliens and no, I mean, like, I guess technically that's like
conspiracy.
Yeah. So we're going down some rabbit holes here, but you know, there's a lot of people with a lot of opinions and
yeah.
Who knows? We don't know.
Who knows what's
yeah,
real?
We don't know.
Who knows what's not
You know,
real?
We'll see if something ends up happening.
Yeah.
And we...
I do believe stuff's out there.
For
I don't,
sure.
I don't believe in the government, but I believe
think
stuff is out there.
I think that you'd have to be, like, really close-minded to yeah. be like, no.
No, absolutely. 100%. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're the top dog in the universe. Like, come on.
It's pretty arrogant of you to assume.
Shit. Like, come on.
That's true. What other crypt... Have you ever seen a cryptid? Just to get back on that track.
I have, like, okay, I've never seen a cryptid, but I have had, like, moments in my life where I could not explain. Like, maybe,
yeah.
like, ghost type. Yeah.
I've
had
that.
Moments in my life where, like, I could not explain it. And definitely, you know, made all the hairs on my body stand up.
Me
yeah.
too.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I saw a ghost before.
You saw a ghost?
I saw a ghost. It was not good.
Tell us.
Not a good ghost.
It was not a good ghost. That's so creepy.
And I felt it. It was like, I don't get sleep paralysis. I realized that some people, like, that's like a normal thing for them. Like,
yeah.
sleep terrors.
Which
they,
would
like,
be terrible.
Freeze and they
yeah.
hallucinate and their brain is
yeah.
doing super scary stuff.
That would be awful.
I don't have that. That's not a condition that I have. And so when this happened, I wasn't able to reason it away. But I was staying at my grandparents' house and I was... sleeping or trying, pretending to sleep because, you know, when like the minute you lay down, you're like awake for another hour.
Mm-hmm.
As women, we can't shut our brains off. So mm-hmm. I was like just laying there trying to fall asleep. And it was dark and I glanced over at the window. I was in their like guest room. I glanced at the window and all this is on the first floor. And I see this like silhouette, like this dark shadow of like a man standing outside the window.
Mm.
My first thought is that's a murderer.
Yeah.
Trying to murder yeah. me. But I couldn't move.
Dude.
I could not move out of my bed. Like, everything in me wanted to go up and check and scare the crap out of him. Because I'm reckless and stupid, and I would have actually
been murdered.
She's
a fight when it comes to fight
I
or
am.
Flight.
Yeah, and so
I'm
when
a
I
freeze.
Saw, I was like, I'm going to go slam on the window and scare the crap out of him. And I couldn't move. I couldn't get out of the bed.
Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was an alien.
So I was staring at it. And, like, a car came by. First of all, it's not the tree. There is a tree, disclaimer, there's a tree outside this window. But it's like a skinny, it's an itty bitty skinny tree with like the, like, it's not like a Japanese cherry blossom, but it like that kind of tree where it's like small flowers.
Creepy.
Small branches. So I knew it wasn't the tree. A car came by with headlights on and it flashed by the window and the shadow went away. So I'm like, okay, so there's not a physical thing standing there. But then when the car went away, the shadow came back.
Creepy.
And I was like, oh no.
Oh, there's absolutely
and
spirits.
I couldn't move. I have never prayed so hard in my entire life.
Yeah.
I was like, first of all, please God, let this thing go away. And also, I never want to see stuff like this again. Like, take that away from me. I don't want to see, I don't want to see spirits. No, that's not something I want
no.
for myself. And so, like, I, like, recovered and it went away. And
so creepy.
I ended up eventually falling asleep and it was fine. But, like, I woke up still terrified. Like, I was like, that's, no.
Yeah,
so,
there's stuff in this world that is, you know.
That you can't really
explain.
Reason out.
Yeah. For sure.
Because we don't know everything.
For sure.
It's space, ocean.
Yeah.
The spirit world. Like, we can't. Not all of it can be reconciled.
I love opening this
brains.
Can of worms. Like,
yeah.
I love talking about ghosts and cryptids and aliens because, you know, like, as a society, human beings, like, we are pretty comfortable, like, where we feel like we're mostly in control of our lives,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, we're safe for the most part. But it's these things that we, like, don't have, like, the full answers to where you're, like, you know.
We're reminded that we're not in control.
Absolutely.
We're not in control at all.
And we don't know everything.
No, And I'm a religious person, so when stuff like this happens, I'm like, okay, how do I spiritually reconcile this?
Right,
most
right.
of this, most of the time, like, from a spiritual perspective, I can spiritually reason things. Like, okay, that was probably a bad spirit trying to spiritually attack. I don't know if I believe that ghosts can physically harm human beings. I don't know if I believe that. I don't really have a soul.
I don't know.
I mean, people
definitely experience,
you
know, they'll have hauntings
which is weird.
And stuff.
Yeah.
yeah.
So I don't know the nitty gritty of my beliefs in that regard, but like in my experience from that instance, I was like,
no,
that was not a good one.
I've actually like,
please protect me.
Yeah, it's creepy when you like, yeah, and trust your intuition too.
Seriously, yeah,
yeah. Have you heard of the Mothman?
Oh my gosh, that's my sister's favorite cryptid.
I think it's a really, it's because it's creepy. Like, because it's like,
yeah,
you know, this thing, you know, it gets spotted.
Do you want to hear another potential sighting story that was not mine?
Yes.
My sister was staying with my cousin in Kentucky, I think. And not I think, they live in Kentucky. She was staying there with them, and they live in like, it's a very rural area. Mm. It's Kentucky. It's very, yeah, like it's the hilly region.
Yeah.
And they're yeah, like my cousin's husband was like joking with my sister for a little bit, like, yeah, this place is haunted. Also, there's like a cryptid that lives in our woods. Like, he was saying it like it was casual, but he has that dry humor that my sister was like, ah, you're funny. And then that night, she hears like the weirdest noise, and she didn't record it. She regrets to this day not recording it, but she like heard the weirdest noise in the woods, and it sounded like it was getting closer to the house.
What?
She was like, oh, no. In her head, too. After when she was telling me the story, she was like, I was really hoping it was Mothman, but I don't think it was.
I mean, that one is like if you see like any images and, you know, stuff on the like online.
Yeah.
That one is really creepy. And it's bizarre. You're supposed to see it like before disasters, yes, and like before, which is, you know, like a bad omen.
I used to know when I lived in Southern Ohio, I used to know people who were actually on that bridge.
That's crazy.
That like infamous West Virginia bridge that collapsed. Like, they remember that.
That's so creepy.
Like, that's bizarre. And then they all saw the same thing. Like, all these people saw Mothman.
Yeah.
That's one of those things where I'm like, I don't know if I can reconcile it and reason it out in my head.
When you have so many witnesses.
Yes. Yeah.
It's the same thing. Like, I feel that way about, we're going all over the place, you guys.
Try to keep up, okay?
Yeah, just, you know, this is just us shooting the shit and talking about stuff.
As we do.
But, like, I feel that way about alien abductions.
Yeah.
Because there's so many people that, like, you know, claim that this has happened to them. Mm-hmm. And then their stories are all the same.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, minor details that's all the same. And it's, like, how do you discredit all of these people?
See, and that's when I'm, like, okay, my brain has reasoned those kinds of stories out in two trains of thought. Either they all experienced the same, like, weird government interaction. I'm telling you guys, I'm a little crazy. They were all abducted
and tested on
by like the government, or alien abductions are real. I don't know which one I believe more, but I feel
which one is scarier.
Both of them are terrifying, right? Like, the people that are supposed to be running our country are doing this stuff, or like a completely unknown species is doing this stuff.
I've gone into like, I have like rabbit holed with the whole alien thing just because I find it fascinating. Yeah. And people have some wild.
Have you ever seen an alien?
Oh God, and I hope to never.
I'd never.
Don't come for me.
Don't come for me.
Seriously, like I've told Biscuit, like, you know, because like it's like an irrational fear.
Yeah, that I'm gonna be abducted by aliens.
Probably because I saw the movie Fire in the Sky at a young age, and it like scared the crap out of me. If you guys want a good, fun Halloween movie, it's like based on this guy that like, you know, claimed to have been abducted. It's horrifying. So scary.
And they show aliens.
Yes.
It's like a real
and they're thing. Terrifying.
I don't know.
Like, you know, I've told Biscuit, like, I'll just simply pass away. If they took me, I would simply die right there.
I would be gone.
I would be
they
no
would
more.
Have no chance.
Yeah. They couldn't even experiment on me because I would pass
it would
on.
It would be like donating your body to science, like aliens.
Yeah, exactly. Because like, I just like couldn't handle it. It would be too much.
That would be too. I don't like. I might even like. I don't know what I would do, but I feel like I would be the type to like go along with it and mentally detach. Like I would be like,
fight my way out of here.
First of all, I can take you, and then when I realize I can't, I'd be like, well,
describe them like the typical grays, they're like, you know, 80-pound little old men with like giant eyes.
Have you heard the story of that school in Africa?
Yeah,
we need to cover that case.
Yeah,
because that was insane.
Yeah,
where they all saw aliens.
They all saw them.
There's a theory, though, that it was like a prank that went horribly awry, and then nobody wanted to come forward and admit to it because it had gotten out so out of hand.
I've heard
the teachers were gone. All the teachers were gone.
Yeah.
Why were the teachers gone?
IDK.
And that's why one of the theories is like, because they were playing a joke on the kids and then it escalated. And they're like, this is out of hand. Can we need imagine? To just pretend. Let's go with this. And no, pretend they, it like, it,
yeah, that is a really, really crazy,
it's a crazy case.
Yeah. I've listened to so many of them because I think I find the topic. Okay, I don't know why I do this, but yeah, things same. That freak me out.
Same.
We
you have to obsess over.
Yeah, you yeah. So it like makes it like easier to accept. Mechanism. This is yeah. why we do it with true crime.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We obsess, so we're like, okay, I'm mentally prepared for
right.
this.
Right, like it's like things worst that are so scenario. Horrible, and it's like, I don't know what that
I
is.
I mean, look at you, you have a game plan. Worst case scenario, if I get abducted by aliens, I will pass away.
I will just die immediately. Just that die. Will be that's my defense. My plan. Yeah.
And now you're prepared. I'll just die. And now you're prepared for an alien abduction.
I need one of those like pills that like spies have, like
the cyanide pills in your tooth.
Just I'm just ready.
Yeah, like, all right, aliens, let's go.
I'm not telling you shit. I'm out of here.
Just give Biscuit one and it'll be a nice clean. Whew. Nice clean break. Oh man, that's hilarious. That's hilarious. Have you okay, this isn't really a crypt. We're just all over the place.
We're all over the place, but this is a fun
Do
one.
You know, I just listened to a podcast about the Black Eyed Children.
Ooh, those ones are scary.
Those, I don't know.
Is it demons? Oh, there's another one called Mirrored Men. Have you heard of those?
No. Tell me about that.
Okay, so sorry.
Interrupt you. No, you already know about the Black Eyed Children. We'll explain it to you guys in a second. Let's hear about these Mirrored Men.
This is called Mirrored Men, and it's like some people have these sightings of like three people like walking together. And they look identical and they're making the same movements. And a lot of times when people have these sightings, they will like lose hours of time. So I don't know if this is like alien.
Do they cause harm of any kind?
Sometimes they are associated with like death or something like that. But a lot of times when people that see them, they will just lose a certain amount of time.
There's three of them?
Yeah. Isn't that freaking weird?
Okay. So
don't say you've seen them.
No. I have a related story, though. I don't know if any listeners are familiar with the scriptures of the Latter-day Saints, the Book of Mormon.
Not me.
Okay, so there's this thing in the Book of Mormon. Have you ever, like, heard of Cain?
Yeah.
In the Bible, Cain, like, killed was Abel. Cursed to live forever
yeah.
and roam the earth. So in the Book of Mormon, there are three people who it's not a curse for them. It's what they wanted to do to help mankind and stuff like that. It's like it's a beautiful story. If you guys want to read it, contact your local missionaries. But in like there's like this it's I don't think this is necessarily 100% true, but there's this like Mormon myth, quote unquote Mormon myth, that these three become the three Nephites. They were blessed to roam the earth forever to help mankind. There are stories of like specifically children that I've heard. The stories are mostly of children who almost had harm come upon them, but were either walked home by or distracted by three grown men.
That's crazy.
That interfered, but didn't talk. They didn't like, they seemed
fascinating.
All three roughly similar. That's like, that struck me. When you said
really
that,
interesting.
I was like, I hope if they didn't. So these were like protective kind of stories where like, they're like guardian angel kind of figures.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's the same kind of.
I mean, that's just
whatever.
Interesting because I've never heard
Isn't
of that.
That interesting?
Yeah.
Just a little tidbit for you guys.
It's just cool how like lore and like myths and like legends.
There's a lot of like.
They'll build off of each other.
Yeah, even if details start to change, like across cultures, there's going to be a lot of similarities. Like
I love
that.
It.
That's crazy. Okay, the Black Eyed Children. I listened to this podcast.
That's so creepy.
It is. And I was like listening to it and I did my thing where I'm like,
they're usually
to,
associated with not good
with
stuff.
With not good things.
Yeah.
So I was mentally trying to reconcile this and I was like, okay, so demons, I do believe that demons are real.
For sure.
I'm like, okay, so, but it kills me that they're children. Like I don't, from a spiritual perspective, maybe it's possible, but it makes me even more mad that demons would target children. They are more susceptible to most things. But, like, when I was listening to these accounts of people interacting with black-eyed children, I was like, okay, once again, just like with the alien thing, I'm like, either the government's doing super shady stuff or demons are doing super shady stuff.
You know those demons.
Or both are doing super shady stuff.
They're in collusion.
Yeah, so these children would just show up. And one of the stories, they, like, came to the door. And this is what scares me, too, because as a woman, I am so inclined to help a child.
Yeah.
That's, like, biologically,
wired,
we are drawn to
sure.
helping children.
For sure.
So, like, this child in this one story came to this couple's door and was like,
that's how they get you.
Can I wait in your house while I wait for my dad to pick
you can't,
me up?
You can't invite them in. You can't. Vampires.
It's like, exactly. Exactly.
Can't invite them in.
You can't invite them in, but so like they let him in.
Don't they know the rules?
Do they not watch movies? Jeesh.
You have to be prepared at all times. Jeesh.
Watch terrifying movies, guys, and be prepared. But like they let him in and the kid didn't leave for like a long time. And the kid was saying weird stuff.
And its making eyes were
weird
black.
Noises. Eyes were totally black. It looked really like emaciated and gray. Like it was like a really...
not good.
It either looked like a super mistreated child or like a straight up demon. Like there's like a thin line sometimes, you know?
Oh my goodness.
And but eventually... like a man came to the door to pick up the kid and took the kid, like it, which is why my first thought was like, okay, government, but why would they do that? Why this is the pattern of thinking that I slip into. I'm like, okay, default to government, blame them for everything, but like why? Why would they have a child go to this house? But then like horrible things started happening to that couple after the kid left. Horrible, like cancer,
bad spirit,
financial issues. Yeah, a lot of bad stuff was left at that house, right? Oof. Like spiritually speaking. So like,
so creepy.
I don't know. I don't have any kind of theories that are solid enough for me to feel like I can confidently state. But yeah, I was like, a man came to the door and picked up the child.
They were working.
You mean
together.
Like a man in black or something? Or
so that's
like,
a whole thing too.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Maybe it was an alien child.
Since could have been. Alien. Talking about
alien, well, demon, or government child.
You never know.
One of those three.
Or both.
Those are the big three. Is never aliens, know. Governments, or ghosts. Crazy. Oh, my back hurts. Anyway, any other cryptid tales or ghost tales? This has been a good episode.
This has been super fun.
This has been a fun one.
No, I can't think of anything.
Yeah.
What are your favorites?
Listeners?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Please send us your favorites.
I mean, the whole vampire thing is that's been around for a long time.
Oh, forever. That's one of them that I feel like just evolved from something gross.
Well, it evolved from Vlad the Impaler.
He was just bloodthirsty and they were like, oh, I know, you feed off of blood. And then it just evolved.
Well, and then it's
a full culture. Like it's a subculture.
Yeah,
people believe that they thrive more on human blood. Ugh. They don't.
Yeah,
it's
no,
a
there's
mental illness.
There's actually people like today that will claim that they're vampires and they will actually like drink.
They've got like covens and everything. Ugh. It gets a little, I mean, I'm all about people making their own choices.
Yeah, I mean, do you,
but
like,
at some point, like, don't drink.
I guess that's got to be dangerous.
Most of them that I've read about, it's like a consensual thing, though.
Sure, sure. And
they bring
in
people that they, like, harvest.
Oh, God.
They harvest their blood and drink it. So it's wild. Like consensual donors, but still, like, that feels kind of.
That's a lot.
Sketch. Anyway, yeah, send us your favorite cryptids, favorite ghosts. It's just all month, just bombard us.
We want
like
all the
cool
creepy
ghost
things.
Stories and cryptid sightings and...
yeah, have you seen one? Everything. God, I want to have seen
one. I really want to see one. That's what,
not
so
an
like,
alien.
Ghosts would freak me out. Aliens would freak me out. I am more than willing to look at a cryptid, though.
Like, oh, I will go search.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
If I saw Bigfoot, I might go with him.
Me, you, and Becca, we need to go cryptid hunting. Yeah. We just need to go.
Oh, I'm in.
Let's go. And not murder each other, but, like, actually find Bigfoot, not, like, Mr. Russell. Yeah, we should seek out
not cryptids. Blame him. We would never blame Bigfoot.
We would never blame. Hashtag justice for Bigfoot. I'm just going to keep saying that over and over and over again until the end of time. Anyway, so if you liked this episode and you want to keep hearing mini-sodes, let us know. Like.
Buy our merch.
Comment. Oh, yeah, please. If you guys want to support us beyond just general listening and sharing, we have a merch store we've been talking about all month. We also have a free shipping promotion going on for all of Spooky Season. Literally just use the
promo code
Spooky Season. And it'll get you free shipping on every single order. You can order multiple times this month and get free shipping, and that adds up. So we also have a loyalties program, a loyalty points program. Yeah, haven't said that yet, but that's
for the crime bees.
Yeah, so if you, like, purchase multiple things, like, it adds up, and you can get, like, discounts and free coupons and stuff like that. So thank you for listening, and we'll see you guys next time.
Okay, bye.
Bye.